Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Richmond's Morning News here on News Radio WRVA. I'm Rich Schrera. Thank you so much for joining us. On this Thursday, December 4th, tonight, we're having our Odyssey Richmond holiday. I don't know if it's a bash party extravaganza. I'm a little afraid because they're either really, really fun or somebody gets really, really drunk and does something silly the next day that gets everybody else embarrassed. That's some holiday parties I've been to. I don't know. I think this one will probably be more fun than anything else. Germ, what do you think the chances are that we'll have controversy or I'll do something that people will be talking about for the next couple of days?
There'll be something, but me and Jeff probably won't be there. We'll be busy.
I know. You'll be working at that radio factory, as he calls it.
Producing an award-winning show, 6 years running.
Listen, I walk by every day. I see his plaque sitting outside my door. Here at the Radio Factory of the greatness of Jeff Katz, I go downtown to get a hamburger or a hot dog. I see Jeff Katz's name up on a hot dog. I go get olive oil. There's Jeff Katz's name over there. I go get a sandwich in Ashland. I see Jeff Katz's name over there. How do I not understand the greatness of Jeff Katz?
I'm just waiting for the rich queso dip.
Oh no, I would never be as presumptuous to think that I would ever be able to be in the same stratosphere.
It's just queso.
As said Katz.
All right, just chips then. Rich's chips. It's something. You got to start somewhere, right? Eventually, you'll have your own milkshake too, right?
No. Does he have a milkshake too?
Yeah.
Where?
River City Diner.
Jeez. Cats, yeah. Leave something for everybody else. What's Wicker Wild going to have named after them?
Well, I don't know, but if he already has the milkshake locked down, maybe you can get it.
Now they know why the boys come to the yard.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's it.
The Jeff Katz milkshake makes... I don't even know what that means, so I should just stop right now before I get in trouble. Anyway, you can always reach us. And by the way, Jerm running the board today for us. We did change the format of the program up just a little bit. Making a high-level executive decision that we'll take calls throughout the program. I started sneaking them into the 9 o'clock hour. But people like calling throughout the show. So if you call in and I can sneak your call in before 9 o'clock, I'll do it. The phone lines are open for you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. That's also the number that you can hit us up with the James River Air text line this morning as well. 833-804-1140. Thank you for your morning show. And God bless Jeff Katz. We can't escape him. Everywhere we look, it's Jeff Katz here, Jeff Katz there. Let's see. What else did we want to get to this morning? All right, I went through all that. Okay, got everything on our text line. All right, I do want to talk about this story out of Minnesota because I'm going to keep telling you, I use that hashtag don't CA my VA. Whatever starts out in some of these other places will eventually come over here. And in Minnesota right now, they're doubling down, they're tripling down on fighting against the administration, pushing back. Now the administration is threatening to go into Minneapolis because of this fraudster ring that has ripped off the American taxpayers to the tune of 1 billion dollars. $1 billion. In Minnesota, they've got a fund to help the elderly, to help people that that need help getting back on their feet, and to help people with autism find homes. Seems nice enough. It was a $5 million program. In order to be part of that program, you have to have a child that is in one branch of this program that's autistic. I think there were 20 doctors that, I think there was something like 20 doctors that were sending people into this program to help them with housing. Seems good, right? It grew from a $5 million program to $1 billion. $1 billion. 71 people were arrested in Minnesota. I think 90% plus were part of the Somali community. The administration looks at this as, whoa, wait a minute, what's going on up there? ICE and Homeland Security are saying, wait a minute, if you're a foreign national, if you're here on a green card, if you're here on an asylum claim, and you're committing crimes like that, fraud against the United States, that's deportable. ICE wants to go up there and find these people that are part of this, and they want to kick them out of the country, and rightfully so. You would think, if I've got people committing $1 billion worth of crime, $1 billion worth of fraud, yeah, let's kick those people out of the country if they're here and they're taking advantage of our system and they're ripping off the American taxpayers. Not so fast, my friend. The mayor of Minnesota says, no, I stay out of here. We're not going to help you get these fraudsters. We're not going to have you come up here and look into this. In fact, you're not welcome up here. We're going to go out of our way to try to stop you. Here's the mayor of Minnesota talking about pushing back against ICE, wanting to come up to the Twin Cities to investigate these people that are here that aren't U.S. citizens that are committing fraud against the American taxpayers.
The mayor signed an executive order banning any kind of immigration enforcement on city-owned property like vacant lots, parking garages, the farmer's market lot, pretty much anywhere, anything that can be used for some sort of staging or processing when it comes to immigration. They will also be providing signage for any private property owners who would like signs for their own lots. If there are any violations of this order, it sounds like the city will go to the court, file for an injunction for trespassing to try to get the situation to stop.
Report from Fox News. Now, Donald Trump has talked about this. Tim Walz says, yeah, if there are people here that have committed crimes, we'll put them in jail. But I don't want the federal government, ICE, coming in here harassing our Somali community. Donald Trump pushes back against Tim Walz. Take a listen from Fox News.
Immigration enforcement operations are ramping up in Minnesota as President Trump lays blame with the state's Democratic Governor Tim Walz.
Walz is, he should be ashamed. That beautiful land, that beautiful state, it's a hellhole right now. And the Somalians should be out of here.
Walz says he welcomes the investigations, but dismissed them as politically motivated. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says no nationality will be shielded from charges, but that he stands by the state's growing Somali voter bloc.
So let me get this right. Let's use some common sense here, shall we? You've got a $1 billion fraud ring, okay? That's not $100,000. That's not $1 million. That's not $100 million. $1 billion under Governor Tim Walz. I'd be embarrassed if I was the governor of Minnesota. In fact, I think a lot of people would just resign from office if under your watch a $1 billion fraud was perpetrated upon the taxpayers of Minnesota, perpetrated upon the American people, and more importantly than that, those innocent people that fall outside the bounds of capitalism, the ones that you want to help, the autistic kids, the elderly, the homeless that you're trying to help, they got ripped off. You want to talk about ripping off the American taxpayers for $1 billion? You actually hurt people that this fund was set up to try to help. And you're not embarrassed? You're not leaving office? Heads aren't rolling? People aren't being fired? that you had, I don't even know how you have $1 million worth of fraud. Let's say you have $1 million worth of fraud because it's so big. How does nobody see $1 billion of our tax dollars flying off to this fraudulent ring that is ripping off the American taxpayers? And Tim Walz, you're not embarrassed one bit. You're pushing back against the president. Jacob Frey, you're not embarrassed that there's $1 billion fraud going on in your city and you didn't do anything about it. You didn't even discover it. You don't care. And you want to fight against the people that want to clean this up? Again, common sense goes out the window a lot of times because we become so polarized. I have a question for you. Do you stand with the mayor of Minneapolis, or do you stand with the federal government that says we've been ripped off for $1 billion? If you're here, you're not a U.S. citizen, and you're part of this, that's grounds for deportation. Am I missing something? It seems pretty simple to me. If you're here on a green card, you're here as a resident alien, or you're here on a visa, you're here seeking asylum, and you commit a crime like that against the American people, stealing $1 billion from us, I think that's grounds for removal from the country.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Does anybody have a problem with that? Love to hear from you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Both sides. And we do have people that will disagree with me. I'll love those because I want to hear what you have to say. Hey, not afraid of new ideas. You might change my mind. You might make me think about something. You might help me understand something a little bit better. Free flow of ideas, talking to each other, not at each other. 833-804-1140. We'll continue with you. Give me your thoughts. I do want to bring up a story that I saw out of Australia. It's something that they talked about in D.C. this week, banning social media for kids under the age of 16. I'll give you a big reason why this is a really good idea. We'll do that next here on News Radio WRVA. All right, text message line blowing up after the story about what's going on in Minnesota. I thought this was very interesting. The government of Minnesota is protecting the Somalians that will be harassed and kidnapped by ICE. If the government believed that ICE would only target criminals, they would be welcome, but we have seen ICE overstep and arrest innocent citizens and not be held accountable for it. Also highlights the administration's underlying bias against people of color. Let's break this down, because I've heard this a couple times. Number one, if they're really biased against people of color, wouldn't I be afraid of ICE officers? Wouldn't I be terrified every time I go through a border checkpoint? Remember, I moved here from Arizona where I had border checkpoints galore. I was about an hour and a half maybe away from the Mexican border. And anytime I went between Phoenix and Tucson, I had to go through a border checkpoint. Or when I went down to Nogales and drive around Arizona, there's plenty of border checkpoints. I never felt anything but admiration for the people that had taken that job to keep us safe. And as far as people that have been wrongfully deported from this country, a government accountability office for year 2015 to 2015-2020, ICE deported about 70 people that claimed they were potential U.S. citizens. That's in a five-year slice. Wrongfully arrested or detained U.S. citizens. The same GAO report found ICE had 895 detainers for potential U.S. citizens. About 74% of those were canceled once they found out that, yes, they were indeed here illegally into the country. So there is no such claim that ICE is kidnapping people and deporting U.S. citizens. That's just patently wrong. But I hear that repeated all the time, over and over and over again. ACLU and other groups have documented multiple U.S. citizens who were legally detained and were deported in the late 2000s, and that's where that all came from. But they deported three U.S. children, one of them with cancer, separated from their families, and that's not even true. The kids went with their parents who were deported. So there's a whole bunch of misnomers out there on social media. Don't fall for the nonsense. All right, we'll continue with you. Coming up, Australia's banning social media. Should the U.S. be next? I'll give you a real reason why it's not a bad idea. That's next here on News Radio WRVA.
Meta, which owns Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, said it would start deactivating the accounts of users under the age of 16 in Australia starting December 4th. That's because next Wednesday, social media will be outlawed for younger Australians, the first country in the world to do so. Government Minister Anika Wells.
Through one reform, more kids will have their time back to learn an instrument or a language or walk their dog or master a torpedo punt or the perfect lob pass.
Social media firms which don't block users under 16 years old could be fined up to $33 million. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Wow, Australia is stepping up, saying enough of our kids being poisoned through social media. They're banning it for anyone under the age of 16. Good idea, bad idea. Let's talk about it this morning on Richmond's Morning News at 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You know how I feel about TikTok. TikTok is a dangerous social media platform. It's controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. They control the algorithm. They show your kids what they want. Algorithm means whatever you show an interest in, whether you watch the video or you like it, you comment on it, they keep feeding you more of that type of content. They do it on Facebook, they do it on Instagram, they do it on Twitter. When Twitter first started, your tweets were good for about 10 seconds because then somebody else would tweet after you and you'd fall down on somebody's timeline. And then, I don't know, maybe about, maybe 10 years ago, they introduced an algorithm. So before, you just have to tweet all day long for people to see you. Then they introduced an algorithm that had your timeline dominated by what the algorithm fed in there. It became a feed instead of a timeline. Same with Facebook. And you notice on Facebook, if you're just sitting there talking next to your iPhone, and I like ice cream. Or I know today I've talked a lot about cookies. My two phones are sitting here. I got one with an old area code, one with an 804. I'm trying to transition everybody to the 804, but people still keep calling this the old number, so I haven't gotten rid of it yet. But as I start here, I love cookies. Hey, iPhones, I love cookies. When I turn on my social media apps, I'm going to get hit up and down with messages and posts about cookies because I've been talking about cookies all morning. That's the way it happens. And these social media companies need you to stay on your device as much as they can so they feed you things you want to see. If I was sitting there looking at Instagram and I'm into trucks and it kept showing me pictures of cats, how long am I going to stay on there? Not very long. But if you keep feeding me trucks, I'm going to keep looking at it. The more that you comment, the more you look, the more they just keep giving you more of the same, the same, the same. Hits the dopamine in your brain and it makes you addicted to staying on your phone. That's why people have bed rot where you sit in your phone and you death scroll going through your timeline and you look like, how much? I just wasted 45 minutes sitting here looking at my phone. In Australia, they've seen what this does to kids, and they just had a hearing at Congress where you had parents of kids that harmed themselves and committed suicide, and the algorithm, the parents believe, helped tell these kids that you weren't worthy, or caused eating disorders for young girls if all they had were pictures of size one models and these girls couldn't fit that and they became bulimic. The algorithms are there. And as far as TikTok goes, we've seen that these algorithms will feed them things that are anti-American. That's why I think TikTok needs to be banned immediately. But there's another reason why it should be banned immediately, as far as TikTok goes, in my opinion. And then you need to look at these social media challenges. You've heard the Ice Bucket Challenge and all the rest of these challenges, the Tide Pod Challenge. Well, there's one going on right now that's really dangerous, and we've seen some kids harmed, and that's the Door Kick Challenge, I think is what they call it. Kids are sneaking out at night and trying to kick in people's front door for kicks, recording themselves, and then posting it on TikTok. We've seen some kids that have been shot and killed by homeowners because they thought it was a home invasion. They're standing there defending their home, and they start shooting, and it turns out to be 13-year-old kids doing a TikTok challenge. You don't believe me? I found some video and pulled the sound. This is what it sounds like when the police show up to arrest a 13 and a 14-year-old that were participating in one of these TikTok challenges. Take a listen.
Keep them up. The two behind this electrical box right here.
Where? Show me your hands. Walk, show me your hands.
Keep on them.
Put your hands behind your back. How old are you?
How old are you?
Get up. Get up. Put them in the back of your car.
All right, who wants to catch felony today? No? No takers? What the hell are you guys doing out here acting like this?
Just being stupid.
You guys want to get shot by a homeowner when you kick in their front door and they think you're breaking in to kill them?
No, sir.
Because it'll be justified. They don't even go to prison and you're 6 feet under.
That's what it sounds like. These two kids saw this TikTok challenge of go kick in a neighbor's door. They were running around a neighborhood kicking doors, trying to kick in a front door, laughing, and as the kid said, being stupid. 13, 14 years old. So when you give your phone, you give your kid a phone and you put them on your plan and go, here, kid, here, son, here, daughter, I'm going to hand you this phone. Did you really think you were handing them something that would tell them to do something as stupid as sneak out at 3 a.m. and try to kick in somebody's door? And I'll ask you this as a parent. As I listen to that as a parent, here's what I'm going to ask you. How would you feel if that was your kid? And those kids got arrested, hauled away in handcuffs. That's the best thing that could have happened to them. Because if you were listening to that, just like me, you know the worst thing that could have happened. What happens if they kicked the wrong door? And the person there thought it was an armed intruder. And he pulled out a shotgun and he shot and blasted into both of them and killed those kids on the spot. So you wonder about all these social media algorithms and these social media platforms when people say, you know, maybe we should take a look at what these kids are doing on social media. How's that for a wake-up call? How's that for a wake-up call for the nonsense that you see the kids seeing on TikTok and some of these others? So are the Australians really crazy when they're saying under 16, you don't need social media? I'm all for freedom. And if it was truly free, where there was an algorithm feeding kids something diabolical, dastardly, or patently un-American, I'd have no problem with this. But some of these algorithms are harmful to your kids. It's like handing them a loaded gun. I want to hear what you guys think. 833-804-1140. I think the federal government needs to step in and take a look at these algorithms. I'm not saying that you don't give people the freedom to make the right choices, but boy, if you have people that are doing something dastardly with these algorithms, particularly TikTok, maybe it is time we step in. Unless maybe you think I'm being a hypocrite, I'm one all for freedom. But there is something dastardly about some of these social media platforms that are taking advantage of your kids, and they're not being helpful. And by the way, what would happen if you tried to take your kid's phone away and say, hey, listen, sweetheart, you're 14 years old. You don't need to be on TikTok. You don't need to be on Instagram. You don't need to be on Snapchat or whatever else there is out there. Give me your phone. We'll give it back to you when you turn 16. Could you imagine taking your phone away from your 14-year-old daughter, what she would do? Does anybody have the guts where they've taken the phones away from their kids to say that's enough of the social media nonsense? Love to hear from you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140, the number for you to join us. I guess I don't want to be a hypocrite, so let me do my own mental gymnastics, cognitive dissonance to explain. Yes, everybody should have the freedom to use whatever social media platforms they want, but if you have social media platforms that are designed to harm your kids and harm our country, I think we don't need those here in the United States of America when they're operated by a foreign power. What do you think? 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Give me a text. Tell me what you think. I want to hear your thoughts. You heard mine. We'll continue with you. Coming up on the program, we'll give you the RVA brief, Richmond's Morning News brief, everything you need to know this morning so you can get your day started right. And then you do want to hear Governor Jim Gilmore. We're going to talk about something that's going to go on in the Hill today. We're going to talk about these attacks by the U.S. Navy, especially that attack on the 2nd of September that's caused so much consternation on the Hill. We'll talk with Governor Gilmore. He's got some different opinions than I do. I want to hear what he has to say coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Plus, your telephone calls as well. Number for you to join us, 833-804-1140. We'll continue with you. It's News Radio WRVA. Oh, we're getting into the holiday spirit. I'll tell you that right now. Thanks for joining us, everybody. It's Richmond's Morning News. I'm your host, Rich Herrera. Humble host. How about that? I'll be humble for the holidays. All right, coming up on the program, we'll give you the Richmond Morning News brief with everything to kick off your day, the big five stories of the day. It's also National Cookie Day, so we're asking people earlier, what's the greatest cookie? Now, I also will go, not to be negative, but is there one cookie that, believe it or not, you don't like that people hand you? For me, oatmeal cookies. Just never liked oatmeal cookies. Oh, you're having oatmeal cookie. Ugh.
Did you say humble or humbug?
Humble.
I'm
the least humbug person.
When it comes to these oatmeal cookies, it doesn't sound like it.
Although I did see somebody last night. I was sitting there eating dinner over at Poor House. It was wing night, so we went over there to eat dinner. And there was this gal there. She said she's never seen movies. She doesn't watch movies. And somebody called her Scrooge. And she goes, I don't know what that is.
What?
She's seen like three movies in her entire life. I said, have you seen Forrest Gump? No. Have you seen Gone with the Wind? No. She didn't watch movies. She said her favorite movie was Soul Surfer. And she could watch that all day long. And she's seen like a total of, she saw Top Gun Maverick, not the original Top Gun, Maverick. Those are the only movies she's ever seen in her life. She's just given total Gen Z energy. And I'm like, how could you never see any of these? So they had to explain to her who Scrooge was. I know. I was blown away. All right, coming up, maybe she needs to pay attention to the Richmond Morning News Brief. That's next. Here on News Radio WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.